Hello, it's Wednesday, February the 9th, and we come today to chapter 10 of Revelation. The sixth trumpet has sounded, the seventh trumpet will be in chapter 11, and just like between the sixth and seventh seal in chapter 5 of Revelation, there was a parenthesis with an extraordinary depiction of Christ sitting upon his throne in all of his splendor and glory. So chapter 10 does something very similar, and it begins, "Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud with a rainbow over his head, and his face was like the sun and his legs like pillars of fire." And John is being recommissioned to prophesy. His task is to prophesy about the need for Christians to stay strong and to persevere amidst all of the judgments all around. And as before, the reassurance that Christians are to have in the midst of these judgments is to see a picture of Christ in all of his beauty and glory. He's clothed in a cloud, and that reminds us of the depiction of the Son of Man in Daniel chapter 7, one like the Son of Man and clothed, coming, as it were, in a cloud. The rainbow is a reminder of the depiction of God in that extraordinary vision of the wheels within the wheels, the chariot, and Christ sitting on that chariot in Ezekiel chapter 1. And just like chapter 5, this opening verse and this chapter indeed is calling on us to see Jesus as the answer to everything. He is the one with whom we are to do in all of his majesty and glory. There may be judgments all around, and there are every single day. There are judgments of God, sinners hardened in their unbelief. But we have Christ, and he is all glorious and splendid. Well, that's it for today. We'll come back tomorrow and look at another section in chapter 10 of Revelation.